5,000 fathoms. 5,010. 5,020. Angelfish to sea urchin, come in. Sea urchin.
Sea urchin to angelfish, you're clear to dock at 2100 hours. Mark.
2100, mark. Right on time.
Welcome to the depths of the Pacific.
What a journey!
You didn't find it too claustrophobic. Some people can't hack it.
No, the descent was fascinating. We saw a giant squid on the way down.
Ah, that's Lucifer.
Lucifer, right.
He's the model for my latest commission.
Yes, I want to see that.
It's the biggest one we've done yet. Giant squid and blue whale in a fight to the death. I've never had the privilege of witnessing such an event myself, so I'm having to use my imagination. It'll be molded in a new plastic that the overlords have licensed us to develop.
Why do the overlords want these models, do you think?
Oh, they tell me they have a vast museum back on their home planet. God knows what they must have on display there from other planets they've visited. Well, it just goes to show that the urge to collect things is truly universal.
So, are you going to tell me?
I suppose it's safe here. I couldn't tell you on the comlink. You never know what the overlords are monitoring. I checked in the star catalogue. IGS 549672 is a binary star at the heart of the Carina system, older than our own sun.
And you think it's the home of the overlords?
Yes.
Well, you can't be sure of that. It might be a coincidence, considering the medium of communication.
I intend to try and find out.
But how? Well, they won't confirm it. They never answer questions about themselves.
I'm going to go there.
Now, I am a marine biologist, not an astronomer, but I suspect that this star isn't exactly just around the corner.
It's about 40 light years.
You're going to ask them to give you a ride there?
In a way, yes.
And why should they do that?
I don't think they would if I asked them. There's only one way. I'd have to stow away on one of their supply ships. The one taking your latest tableau, for instance.
Stowaway?
Yes.
I see.
I was thinking that I might do a Jonah, travel in the belly of a whale.
In the belly of my whale?
I've made some rough drawings. If you could incorporate a small, self-contained cabin inside the blue whale's body.
Whoa!
Look, technically, I don't see much difficulty. Whatever propulsion system the overlords use, it clearly allows for transportation of your models to their planet without them being crushed by the propulsive forces. It stands to reason, therefore, that I could survive within one of them.
But you don't know how long it would take, how long you'd have to survive in one of their ships.
From what little we do know, and having observed their supply ships coming and going over the years, about 3 months, I reckon. I'm going to knock myself out with narcosamine. The only thing is that I shall probably be travelling at speeds where I shall age less quickly than people back on Earth.
Well, by the time you get back, assuming that the overlords bring you back, your friends and family will all be long dead.
When sailors used to leave on voyages around the world, they never knew when they'd be back or what would be waiting for them. I know what I'm asking you. When the overlords find out that you helped me, you're a scientist as I am. You understand my curiosity. I'll understand if you refuse.
You've obviously thought this through.
I want to see where they come from. I want to see an alien world. You have yours down here under the sea.
At least I have shipmates. You'll be alone.
We're all alone.
Let me have a look at those drawings.